Do we need to have a Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, or is Shiksha Guru sufficient? Yes, both of them are required. The soul's journey towards Krishna is facilitated, is guided by many different guides. The first guide is the one who shows the way, the Pathapadarshak Guru. Shiksha Guru is one who gives instructions, and there can be many Shiksha Gurus. Diksha Guru is a person who formalizes our connection with Krishna and takes the primary responsibility for guiding us towards Krishna. So, we should not separate the two as entirely different, nor should we think that one makes the other redundant. They all play their different roles. So, if you consider Sampradaya to be like a university, Samyak Rupena Pradayate Iti Sampradaya, that which gives a systematic spiritual knowledge is called a Sampradaya. Now, in a Sampradaya, there is, in a university, when a student is admitted, at that time, there is a formal authority. Maybe the dean, or the principal, or the chief administrative officer, whoever it may be. It is their sanction which ensures the student gets formally admitted. And without that, the student is not formally in the university. But after the student is admitted, the student may have, they say they are doing PhD. They may have different PhD. They may have one PhD guide for one field, another PhD, another guide for another field. So they may have different guides over there. So specifically, the learning may happen from different professors. But all those professors are part of the same university. And within that university, the formal admission happens through one particular authority. So, the formal authorization of our connection with the Sampradaya happens through the spiritual master, through the Diksha Guru. And that's why the Diksha Guru is important. But from the practical instruction point of view, the education that we get and the elevation that we have, that may happen through many other sources also. So, that's why Chaitanya Charitamrita says that the Shiksha Guru and the Diksha Guru are non-different. Non-different in what sense? That they are all fulfilling the same one purpose. That is of elevating us by giving us knowledge of Krishna. So in that sense, we need all of them. We need to be formally admitted in this university, and we also need to be systematically instructed in the university. And all of them are play their own roles. So both of Shiksha and Diksha Guru, all are essential.
We talk about Guru Tattva.